Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good Monday. So we're monitoring when President Trump today goes to New Hampshire, what he's going to say about the opiate crisis. But right here in our backyard and Penn's campus, and we've told you about this person before, it's ratcheted up to a new level. And I want to combine it with a national poll that's out there that tells us why stuff like this is going on campus. There's a woman named Amy Wax, brilliant law professor at Penn. So she wrote a column. We tried to get her on, and she just couldn't do it because of the backlash. She's, I don't know about conservative, but libertarian at least. And she talked about certain values that are now not in vogue being the way to success. She called it bourgeois values. You know, the things about hard work, not having children, out of wedlock, you can't afford, all the things that are normal, traditional American values. The place goes crazy. So they dig up at Penn this interview she gave to a guy. She teaches new law students, and she said that she had not seen almost any African-American students be at the top of those classes. She also talked about affirmative action and the law review, which is a really prestigious thing, particularly at a place like Penn. So she's going after affirmative action and the ills of affirmative action. Now, she didn't button it up in what she said in this one interview, and that left her a bit vulnerable. So now they've taken away Amy Wax, this professor at Penn, her ability to teach first-year law students, this introductory course. She still teaches some other things, and she still keeps everything because she's tenured. In steps our buddy Asa Khalif and Black Lives Matter. They say that if they don't fire Amy Wax by this Friday, then they are going to make life incredibly uncomfortable at the University of Pennsylvania. This came down over the weekend. And they say that, you know what that means? They're going to disrupt. Asa Khalif said anyone with types of beliefs she holds teaching black and brown students is a danger to them and their future. We're unwavering in our demand that Wax be fired. Based upon her beliefs and the things she said, she's a threat to black and brown students. Heather McDonald, you've heard her on with Rush. Remember the book War on Cops? She's been on with us. She wrote in the Wall Street Journal, the campus mob at the University of Pennsylvania scored a hit, and that Black Lives Matter now wants her scalp. So what will they do? This is going to be quite a dilemma. Now, if you're like me, you might be sitting back and saying, this is good. Because here you have the very group that people like Amy Gutman, University of Pennsylvania, all the liberals out there, rich liberals, they chortle on about as they're attacking everybody else and shutting everything else down. So what will they do if Black Lives Matter then disrupts the university, disrupts the law school, disrupts classes? What will they do? On the one hand, I mean, they can't have all this disruption with the snowflakes there. On the other hand, though, and they have a huge police force. Used to be headed by Lieutenant Rambo, Bill. I'm not making that name up, but I found it out. I don't know if Lieutenant Rambo is still there. I would turn Rambo loose. So what will they do? And here's part of the problem, aside from Black Lives Matter. The Knight Foundation, not Bobby Knight, but the Knight Foundation, it's a conservative group, does an annual big poll on the attitudes of students on college campuses. And the question that really jumped out in this poll was, students were asked to choose between two things One or the other. Which one is superior? And they found that diversity was more important than freedom of speech. 53% to 46%, they said that diversity and inclusion, they found in favor of that over free speech. So now think about that. Think about maybe when you were in college, when you were that age. It isn't, and usually liberals back in the day and even now, they would argue that conservatives are the ones, it's kind of strange how the wheel has turned, that do not revere, we revere the Second Amendment, they revere the First Amendment. No, you don't. It's pretty clear from what's going on college campuses. No, you don't. You only revere the First Amendment if it's the language and thought process that you like. If not, then it's got to give way to this higher God, the D word, diversity. Anybody make the argument they're right? I mean, in what universe does it seem that the First Amendment would give way to what? Some atmospheric, something that somebody doesn't like, some offense that might be taken. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. So it occurred to me with this Amy Wax woman, who we've tried to get on. I understand why it's hard for her to do it. You know, we went back and forth with her when the original article was out there. Now, you know that one of my claims to fame over the years, this shows you the double standard. She's under fire. She did not back up the claim. What Penn ought to do, Penn ought to release the information. Are there African-American students that were at the highest levels of first-year law that Wax says no, there were almost none. Just, you know, we don't have to name people, just release the numbers. They won't do that. Do you remember the name Bruce Ryan? A lot of you were with me at WWDB, then over to Talk Radio 1210. I found out that this professor at Temple had done this massive study that was all over the place that turned out to be fraudulent based upon scientific study that said that pedophilia, sex between adults and children, does not cause damage in children. It's society that makes such a big deal out of it that that can be a normal relationship depending upon things. And he did this massive study, apparently, of all these people. This made international news. Temple defended him to the death. They would never set up a debate. They would never say, look, you have a right to offer a scientific paper saying that, but you have to back it up. You have to be able to back it up. And they never did. They just said it's academic freedom of speech. So I don't see what Amy Wax has done here that is so out of bounds, other than I think both sides should present the numbers. Let's see. Is she right? Or is she out of bounds on the numbers here? And then you can determine what the penalty should be, consistently with what happens to others. But part of me sits here and says, you know what? This is going to be good stuff. I don't think Penn is going to fire Amy Wax. And then I want to see what they do. They have this massive, their own police department I'm talking about. The very people that always tell us about Black Lives Matter, always look down on the police, always are on that side of it. What will they do if Asa Khalif and the Bullhorn Gang come to Penn? And I mean, literally, just disrupt business there. Are they going to arrest him? Are they going to let him do it? How far would they let them push it? AT&T and Verizon Wireless push pound 1210. Now, what I said with Amy Wax is, I think when you're going to say something provocative like this, given how free speech has to give way to diversity, you got to be buttoned up and down the line. Do I think that she's probably right because we know about affirmative action and what goes on in institutions like Penn? Yeah, that I'm on the side that judging from afar, and Penn ought to release the information to say, no, this isn't right. Then maybe they make a case to argue that she has to be censured and maybe dismissed. But until they do that, what are they hiding? 855-839-1210. But I'd love to hear from you. In what universe is free speech topped by diversity inclusion? If you're in that camp that says, yeah, of course it should be. What that means is everything that we don't like is hate speech. Now, some speakers are hateful. Those nutbag Nazis walking around with the torches, I think, should have been stopped the night before in Charlottesville. Because I don't think they had the proper proper credentials to be doing what they were doing. Yeah, Spencer and all, they could be stopped for that. But if there's an invited speaker, and unless that speaker is violating some law, and the laws are pretty clear, you have to go pretty far what you're advocating before your freedom of speech rights are to be stopped. How have we raised generation after generation now, several of them, where they think, even at that age, diversity is more important than freedom of speech? 855-839-1210, you get in. Now, it's not by a landslide. It's pretty close. But I'm thinking about that with the Amy Wax situation here and what's going to happen with her. All right, let's go to John in Center City here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, good Monday.
Oh, hey, Dom. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
So, by the way, I'm a 20-year graduate of Penn Law.
Okay.
I am outraged that this university is doing this to Amy, Miss Wax, Professor Wax. This is so outrageous that they're just penalizing her for some very non-controversial things that she wrote that were published in Philadelphia Magazine a couple of months ago. And I will tell you, this has been going on at Penn for over 20 years. And
yeah, well, for listeners, John, who don't remember, Penn is the site of the water buffalo incident where a kid yelled out, "Stop making so much noise," to these two African-American females and called them water buffalo. And the court case went through, is water buffalo a derisive racial term, yes or no?
This is nuts. So when I graduated college in 1992 with no political affiliation, I went to Penn Law School and became a conservative when I realized how crazy the teachers were at the University of Pennsylvania. And by the way, one of my teachers was our friend Elizabeth Warren, who has since gone on to become a professor at Harvard and a senator, you know, distinguished senator.
Was there a lot of tribal law that you were studying?
No. She taught, actually, you know what's funny? She taught code courses and actually did not know her politics. And this is a fair, I want to be fair.
Wow, that's good.
I want to be fair. I did not know her politics when I was there. It was other teachers that made me realize how left Penn was. But I guess they weren't left enough for Elizabeth Warren, who went on to Harvard.
Well, the rich thing that's going to happen this week, though, John, the comeuppance is this, though. Penn, what do they do if Asa Khalif and gang come out there and disrupt business?
I think you're exactly right to focus on the difference between, or the consistency between, diversity of thought and diversity of skin. And there's no tolerance on any college campus for diversity of thought. And this is a huge problem, and it's why I've stopped giving to all my undergraduate colleges and Penn Law and all my other graduate degrees.
Well, John, that's it, and I should have said it better. You're right. They're not interested in diversity of thought. So even that's fraudulent, that diversity tops freedom of speech, because it's not diversity of thought. If they were interested in diversity of thought, then that wouldn't top the First Amendment, because the First Amendment is what protects that. I get it. You get the antagonism toward the Second Amendment. They don't like the First Amendment either, though. And that used to be the charge against conservatives.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.